4:30 here on Downtown. Tuesday afternoon, and time for us to talk some basketball as we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, so there it was, about, 2.5 minutes or so to go, a 9-point lead. What could go wrong for the Celtics? And then I realized I must have been watching a DVR of a game from last year, right?
Yeah. It felt like the scene from Austin Powers where Dr. Evil says, what, I'm just going to place him in an easily escapable situation and just assume everything goes to plan. And that's kind of how it went. The Celtics looked a little bit like their old selves. They didn't close out the game. They made a ton of mistakes, which I am literally just about to publish on Boston Sports Journal, a complete video breakdown of all the mistakes. So if you are glutton for punishment, go check it out there. But I can assure you, Rich, that there are many of them. And, it's, you know, at the end of a long road trip, I can excuse a few, but they still should have had the focus to finish things off. And look, it comes down to a missed layup and missed free throws. So, you know, they have only themselves to blame.
Absolutely. And as you wrote at Boston Sports Journal, now it's a chance to see if they can actually learn from this. I will also add, and people need to go read this for themselves, but maybe the greatest line I've ever read in a sports account, don't wallow in their own crapulence.
Borrowed that line from Mr. Burns. It's a classic Simpsons line that fits so perfectly in here. Because, yes, they were wallowing in their own crapulence. They are just kind of like, I don't know. They were just making their mistakes, and they were just kind of cavalier about it. And these are the types of games where it's like, okay, it's going to happen, right? I'm not upset, and we shouldn't be upset of, like, oh, okay, they blew this game, and people are going to lose their minds. Okay, it's not too bad right now. But the key is always, how do you follow it up? What do you do next? And I know right the next game that they have is going to be Milwaukee, so they're going to be fine against Milwaukee. They're going to get up for that game. What do they do against Orlando on Friday afternoon? What do they do against Atlanta, Chicago, who they have coming up? That stretch is going to be a little bit more telling, because those are the teams that are not great, and that the Celtics can, especially if they play well against Milwaukee and they're feeling themselves again. That's a game where that stretch of games is where you can look at it and say, okay, either you learn, you say, okay, we can't do what we did, not just against the Hornets, but against Memphis. They shouldn't have won that game. That game was just Memphis being terrible. They could have easily lost the Toronto game. So there's a stretch of a few games here where they're not looking great. Can they put it together and kind of put that stuff behind them?
Well, one of the things that was concerning last night, though, was the fact that they let everybody get inside and get position and own the offensive glass. What, 17 offensive rebounds last night?
Yeah, and like 29 second chance points. So that's the sign of a team that's just not focused, not putting forth their absolute best effort. That's something, and it's something that the Celtics have had to deal with over the course of this season. We knew coming in that they were going to have some trouble with their rebounding, and that has proven to be true. So they have to, that's just something that when you lose focus, your biggest weaknesses just jump out. They become glaring. And this is one of Boston's weaknesses. They turn and look. They're not the best offense. They're not the best rebounding team in the world, but they can be if they box out, if they're playing well. So, yeah, that's one of the more frustrating bits from this game.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Some of the positives of Peyton Pritchard continues, is shooting even better these days, last night especially.
Yeah, last night, you know, 4 for 4 at the beginning there in the first quarter, he really stepped up and looked like he was more comfortable. Not just the three-point shooting, but he had a couple of drives that were impressive, using his body in a way that really, you know, smaller guys have trouble, you know, finishing at the rim, but if you use your body the right way, you can really get yourself some separation. He's picked up on that, and he's done a good job. So, yeah, I thought Pritchard was really good. And I knew coming into the season, like, I tried to sound the alarm. Like, the preseason is one thing, but that's not going to be how it goes for Pritchard coming into the season. There's going to be, like, kind of a readjustment there And so these times where no Derek White, no Al Horford, he's going to get some minutes. He had to take advantage of those. I thought he gave them a lot of good minutes.
Now, as a strategy, when you're shooting a lot of three-pointers, doesn't that leave you more susceptible for some cold streaks and some difficult losses?
Well, yeah. And so here's the rub here with the Celtics. So it's just that they have to figure out a way to play their style without being subjected to what you're talking about here, the swings, because the three-pointer is inherently a streaky shot. It's very difficult. It's very far away. If anybody ever like goes to a game and you sit there at the court, you're like, wow, that is a really far shot. You get a sense of how difficult that is. And when you're taking 50 of them in a game and you're not hitting all of them, then yeah, you are susceptible to the streakiness. But that's where the post-ups and the rebounding are important. You have to get yourself some offensive rebounds. And not only do you have to get yourself some offensive rebounds, but you do have to close out the other side of the defensive possessions to get out into transition and get yourself some lamps or create some open opportunities. So that's why it's important. You hear Joe Mazzulla talking about this all the time. The margins, the little things. The Celtics are going to be a heavy three-point shooting team. That's where the league is right now. And if you're only going to be a three-point shooting team, you're going to have the nights where you struggle. The Celtics don't want to only be a three-point shooting team. They want to do the other things to offset, kind of like hedging your bets or, you know, in diversifying your portfolio. You could be heavy in one investment, like the three-pointers, but you have to have money somewhere else in case that investment takes a hit. You have to have money making – your money has to be making money – elsewhere to kind of offset some of that stuff. And that's where the rebounding, the driving, the free throws, all this other stuff kicks in.
Yeah, and playing good defense too, because so much defense is just hustle. And so, yeah, if you're not making the threes, work a little harder on the defensive side of things.
Yeah, that's it. You have to make sure you're getting the stops and giving yourselves opportunities to get more shots. And that's why the offensive rebounds are such a problem. Because when you give the other team multiple opportunities, you're taking opportunities away from yourself. And so that's where the Celtics really have to dig in. You have to make sure you're as much a one-and-done defensive team as possible so you can get out there and give yourself more chances. The answer to cold shooting is actually more shooting because you want the volume to go up so you can – the shots that you hit, you get more bites at the apple. So even if you're shooting 33%, if you take 55, 60 shots, you're actually hitting more threes. You're actually hitting more shots. But if you're not putting them up, if you're not getting those shots up on cold nights, then you're really going to struggle to score. So it sounds weird. It sounds counterintuitive, but it's really true. More you got to get up and down the floor. You've got to get more shots up if you're cold to give the percentages a chance to do what they do.
Well, the positive is, hey, they're 11-3. That's a fine start to the season. And like you said, tomorrow night when Milwaukee comes to town, fully expect we'll see the best of the Celtics, as we almost always do, against the better teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be a game where they get up. They're going to be that's going to be a fun one, and that's going to be their first like real test against their top competition in the East. I know Philly has been the top competition so far, but this is always a special one. That those games against Milwaukee, and especially like Drew Holiday, he was bad last night. I'm sure that he was probably looking ahead to that Milwaukee game. I think he wants that game badly. They're going to treat that like a playoff game. So yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
All right, John, enjoy the game tomorrow night. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. As well, as I mentioned to you before we came on, I'll be out next week. I got this eye surgery coming up. I'm pretty sure it's going to be so successful that when we talk in 2 weeks, I'll be able to see you right through the phone.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope. All right.
Or at least have that X-ray vision like I thought I was going to get when I bought those special glasses in the back of a comic book as a kid.
I know. Talk about false advertising, man. We all got boned out of that one.
Yeah, tell me all about it. Hey, John, thank you so much. We'll talk with you again soon.
See you, bud.
That's John Corrales talking Celtics with us. Check out John's work at, of course, Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast.